Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
Hey, welcome to another edition of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality with me, your host, Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with your words. And I encourage someone who keeps looking backwards. There are many people that I come across, they keep looking back, they keep looking at the past, keep looking at the things that they've done, the things they've done wrong, the mistakes that they've made. And I want to encourage you that the Bible says in the book of Isaiah that we have to forget the former things. It's not January, and we know many people make these daily confessions, and they make these New Year's resolutions. This is what I'm going to do, this is what I'm going to achieve. And then come end of January, February, March, April, those things have dropped off. But I want to let you know that you are a new creature now. And for you to go forward, there are some things that you need to know, and there's some things that you need to do. I'm going to say that again. For you to go forward in life, there's some things you need to know, and there's some things you need to do. The things you need to know is this. One, you are declared righteous. Your sins have been forgiven. You are a new creature. The Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians, I believe it's chapter 5. The Bible says, any man in Christ is a new creature. He said, behold, old things are passed away, and all things, listen to what he said, all things have become new. So you've got to forget the former things, forget the life that you used to live. And sometimes the enemy comes, he comes at all of us. He comes of what you did wrong and when you did it, and oh, how you're so bad, and how you can't make it, you're not a good Christian, and you're not effective, and you're not living for God. And he comes of all these lies. The devil is a liar, and he is the father of them. But I'm here to declare to you that you are righteous. You've got to start seeing yourself the way God sees you, amen, and thinking God's thoughts. So I'm going to say it again. You've got to start seeing yourself the way God sees you and start thinking God's thoughts. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you. And if you don't know, he goes on to tell you, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end or a hope and give you a future. So I want to let you know that God has good thoughts towards you. So you've got to stop thinking the way you've been thinking. You've got to cast down those imaginations. Cast down every high thing and every argument that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God and cause you to start looking at yourself in a negative way. You've got to cast those down, because you won't make it into the land. You won't make it to where God wants you to go, and you won't possess what God wants you to possess. When the children of Israel had left Egypt and God was bringing them, I'm going to say it again, God was bringing them into the promised land. The 12 spies, and many of you that listen to me know this is one of my favorite stories in the Old Testament. 12 spies went out to spy out the land for 40 days. They all saw the same thing. They all trod upon the same land. But the Bible says that after 40 days and 40 nights, 10 came back with a negative report. 2 came back with a positive report. 10 said they couldn't do it. 2 said they could do it. But they all saw the same thing, but they weren't thinking the same. And the 10 that said they couldn't do it affected the whole congregation. Nobody saw the land except for the 2 that believed, Caleb and Joshua. Why? Because they believed God. They believed what he said about them and what he said about the land, what he said about his promises concerning them. They chose to believe. They chose to disregard what they saw, disregard the giants, their enemies, the fortified walls, and all what the enemies possessed and had, and how many were there. But they chose to forget all that and believe what God said about them and believe what God said they could have. We likewise have to do the same. We've got to stop looking inwardly and start looking towards the cross. We've got to start looking towards the Lord Jesus Christ. Because anytime we start looking at ourselves, you're going to get depressed. Anytime we look at ourselves, we're going to get depressed. We're going to get downhearted. Oh my God, I failed here. I've done this. I fall short. We all fall short. Or none of us. There's none righteous, none at one. But Jesus Christ makes us righteous. When God looks down, he doesn't see our sin. He doesn't see our shortcomings. He doesn't see our failings. He sees the blood of the Lamb. He sees the blood of his son, Jesus. That's what declares us righteous. So we've got to forget our old way of thinking and start renewing our minds in the way to think the way God wants us to think, to start seeing ourselves the way God sees us. Amen. So the Bible says that all those that didn't believe God, they didn't see the land. Why? Because they were looking at the giants and they were looking at what they could do in their own strength. But Caleb, Joshua, looking at God and looking towards God's promises and God's word and what God had promised concerning the land and concerning what he had for them. So we've got to start feeding ourselves with the word of God. And going back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the Bible says any man in Christ is a new creature. So when any man comes to you with all these things, or this is what you done, this is what you used to be, you say, no, that's the past. That's the past. Those things are over and done. I've forgotten about those things because God has forgotten about them, because he says he's thrown away our sins in the sea of forgetfulness. So we've got to be like God and say, well, God don't remember them. I don't remember them. And we've got to be militant in our thinking and aggressive, amen, in our thought life, because the enemy is going to come at us in our minds. That's where the battle is. But you've got to be aggressive, because the kingdom of heaven suffer violence and the violent take it by force. And the Bible says, going back, anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life has gone away. The New Living Translation says, and a new life has begun. And all this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through Christ. He's reconciled us to himself. And God has given us the task of reconciling people back to him. So we've got to start forgetting the former things and start looking to the word of God, because God wants to do a new thing in your life. But he cannot do it if you're still thinking about your old self and your old mistakes and the past. No, you've got to cut that off and say, this is a new day. I'm going to live the way God wants me to live. I'm going to do what God wants me to do. Amen. Because I belong to God and he saved me for a purpose. It's not by happenstance or accident that God saved me. God saved me because there's a plan in life in mind, and he has a good purpose for me and not a bad one. And he's given us the ministry of reconciliation. He's brought us back to himself through Christ Jesus. Amen. The Bible says that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. He said, I love you so much that I'm going to come down and die for your sin. I'm going to take your place. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, bringing the people back to himself. That's how much he loves you. And Romans 8 says, if God did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? So that tells you God did not spare any expense for our salvation. He spared no expense. So don't doubt the love of God. Don't doubt the love that God has for you. He spared no expense. He said, I need to redeem this people. I need to show them how much I love them, how much I care for them. Amen. They're the apple of my eye. He sent his son and took our place. The spotless Lamb of God. He that knew no sin became sin for us. I'm going ahead of myself. But let me just read the word. It says, for God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. So you that are there, and many times we look and say, oh, I've done this, I've done that. The Bible says he's no longer counting our sins against us. He's not holding our sins against us. Amen. He set us free. He doesn't see our sin. He sees the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. Romans 5 says, I believe, amen, that the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, he will cause us to reign in life by one Christ Jesus. Amen. Because we know, because of one man's sin, sin came upon all men. But because of one man's obedience to God, many became righteous. We can all become righteous. Why? How? By putting our trust in Jesus, putting our trust in the finished work. Amen. It's by grace that you are saved through faith. It is a free gift. Amen. You cannot work for it, earn it, and you certainly cannot buy it, because we couldn't afford it. It's priceless. It's a free gift. And I want to encourage you, amen, your past is your past. If you're going to go forward, forget the former things and start believing what God says about you. Start believing his word and believing his promises. Believe that he loves you and he cares for you and he has a plan for you. His plan's not to harm you, but it's to bless you. You see, the children of Israel had a misconception of God and their perception of God was wrong. And your perception will eventually become your reality. I'm going to say that again. Your perception will become your reality. Or your perception is your reality, you might as well say. Because if you believe that God is a hard God, and what he wants to do is he wants to do horrible things to you, and he's not a good God. No, that's going to become your reality about God. And you've got to change that. Going back to the parable of the talents, he gave one 5 talents, one 2, and one 1. And he took a far journey, the Bible says. And on his return, the one to five, he says, hey, master, I've gained another five. Yeah, I said, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. And two, he said, hey, master, I've gained another two. Well done. Well done. But the one with the one, he said, master, I knew that you were a hard man, sowing where he did not reap. So I buried my talent. He didn't say anything about being a hard man. He didn't say, why are you going to put that character on him? He gave you a gift, but you had the wrong perception of your master. So you buried your gift because you was afraid. Don't let fear control your life. Have the right perception about a heavenly father. Have the right perception about the plan that he has for you. And it's a good one. It's by grace that you're saved. Not of works, lest any man should boast. It's a gift. It's a free gift. Going back to the scripture. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. And we've really got to put this in people's spirit. He's no longer counting your sins against you. In the book of Jeremiah says, your sins and your lawful deeds, I remember them no more. This is the new covenant. This is the covenant we have through his son, Christ Jesus. This is the covenant we have. He's not going to remember your sins no more. So stop rethinking about what you've done and how you failed. Amen. Because you're going to live in condemnation. And God, there's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. That's not the life that God has for us. And he's given us this wonderful message of reconciliation. And because we've been reconciled, we can tell other people about this message of reconciliation, that God has reconciled you. You're not an enemy of God. You can be a friend with God through the blood of the cross, through the Lamb that was sacrificed for me and for you, that Jesus Christ not only was slain, but he rose again. He was delivered up for our offenses, but risen up again for our justification. And what does that mean in plain English? He was delivered up for our sins, for all our wrongdoings, but he's risen again for us to be justified. Justified? Just as though we've never sinned, so we can be declared righteous. So we've got this message of reconciliation that we cannot keep to ourselves, that we've got to share with other people. Amen. So we are Christ's ambassadors. Verse 20 says, God is making his appeal through us. This is why we cannot stay quiet. We've got to let people know there's good news. The gospel simply means good news. And some people believe it's too good to be true. Don't you have to work for it? Don't you have to do good works? No, we maintain good works, but it's not good works that get us into heaven. It's simply the grace of God, the message of the gospel, the person of Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ took what we deserved. He that knew no sin became sin for us, that we could become the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. So we are Christ's ambassadors, the Bible says, and God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. Come back to God, the New Living Version says. For God made Christ, who never sinned, who knew no sin, to be offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ Jesus. God has made it right with you. Amen. You have been declared righteous. All you need to do is come, repent, and receive. Repentance simply means a turn, a change of direction, a change from going your way and go his way. Because Jesus is the way, Jesus is the truth, and Jesus is the life. Said, no man can come unto the Father except by the Son. You've been declared righteous. Forget the past, and begin to look to God. Look to the finished work. Look to the cross. You've been declared righteous. You've been made whole. You're no longer your own, and he's not holding your sins against you. What a wonderful message. He's not holding your sins against you, but he's saying, come, my child, come. And then maybe some people, you may be struggling with pornography, or struggling with some secret sin, or struggling with things that you're ashamed of, and you've got to get rid of that cloak of shame. Jesus took your shame. And you've got to come to God with an honest and open heart. Say, God, here I am. Listen, we've all done things that we're ashamed of. But when you come to God with an honest and open heart, say, God, listen, you know all about me. You know my end from the beginning, but I just come to you and I say, God, I'm struggling. And he'll give you the grace to overcome. The Bible says there is no temptation taking you, but such that is common to man. And some of us, maybe somebody may be listening to this and you may be thinking, you don't know what I'm facing. You don't know what I'm dealing with. The Bible says it's common. But he said, God is faithful. I love that verse. He said, God is faithful. Amen. He will not suffer you to be tempted above all you can, but will, with that same temptation, make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Someone encourage you. Listen to me. There's nothing you cannot do that God's grace cannot cover. Come to him today. There's some things that I've done that I'm ashamed of, but I know that I've been forgiven. How do we know they've been forgiven? Because Jesus Christ died and rose again. You see, under the old covenant, when Moses told the children of Israel, he said, listen, kill a lamb in his first year and put the blood on the door and the lintels. And when that death angel comes, he sees the blood, he'll pass by. If you don't know, read the Bible. The Bible says there was a mixed multitude that came out of Egypt. So that means there were people that are not Jews that came out of Egypt. But they put the blood, why? Because they put the blood on the door. They believed Moses. They believed the word of God. And they feared the word of God. And they did what God told them to do. What did they do? They put the blood on the door and the lintels. Now all kinds of people were behind those doors. Amen. I don't know what lifestyle they were living. But they put the blood on the doors because they believed the word. And when a death angel came, he passed by. Why? Because he saw the blood. And if it was under the blood of bulls and goats, how much more the blood of the Lamb, the blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. So come to him today. Forget the former things. He said, behold, I want to do a new thing in you. And as we just read, any man in Christ is a new creature. Behold, old things are passed away and all things become new. God wants to do something special in your life in this season. But you've got to forget the past. Forget the things that you've done or the things you haven't done. Forget it. Don't be riddled with regret and guilt and shame and fear. No, Jesus Christ has broken all those bands. He's broken those things so you can be made free. He said, who the Son of Man makes free is free indeed. So believe the word of God. Forget the former things. God is about to do a new thing in your life. This has been me, Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with your words. Be encouraged.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality with me, your host, Kevin Treasure. I can never end my broadcast without letting people know about the love of God in Christ Jesus and giving you an invitation to give your heart to the Lord. The Bible is true. His infallible word is from everlasting to everlasting. Jesus Christ came. He was born of a virgin. He done miracles, signs and wonders. He died for our sins. No one took his life, but he gave it up freely for me and for you. He took what we deserved. Amen. But more importantly, he rose again triumphantly. Amen. And the Bible says, if anyone calls upon the name of the Lord, we shall be saved. But you've got to repent. Repentance simply means a change of direction, a change from going your way and putting your trust in his way. So it's simple to be saved. You simply say, listen, Father, I repent. Forgive me of every sin. Wash away my sins. Come into my heart. I make Jesus Christ my Lord and Savior. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and teach me to do your will. Write my name, yes, in the Lamb's Book of Life. And teach me to do your will. If you said that prayer, welcome into the family of God. Jesus Christ is Lord. Write me, email me, text me, get in contact with me. Let me know about this wonderful life you have in Christ. We do support. We do appreciate your support. If you can support the ministry in any way, financial, so I can get the gospel out. Because my heartbeat is souls. My heartbeat is souls for the kingdom of God. Yes, I write books. I preach the gospel. I preach out in the streets, preach out in churches. But my heartbeat, God's heartbeat is souls. So if you're willing to partner with me, please give. Look at the details in the section. But please give. If you cannot give, at least pray. Amen. Prayer is free. So at least make a promise to pray for me. Pray that God will open doors of utterance that I may boldly proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ in demonstration of miracles, signs, and wonders. Thank you for tuning in. Be blessed until we meet the next time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.